As we start the new year, you know, 2 years ago, we had been really, really formal about, I guess you would say, or very strategic about giving everybody blessing jars. That was 2 years ago. And asking people to keep blessings. And last year, and then the idea was at New Year's, you should kind of go through and look over the blessings you'd had the year before. And this past January, we had the jars out again and just mentioned that people would be great to do that again. We didn't talk about it near as much this year. But hopefully, at least some of us are still keeping blessings. The idea, it's a great idea to keep doing. You know, if you use a jar or not somewhere, to just write down different times that God has blessed you. And then New Year's can be a great time, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, just to go back over and think about all the great things that God has done. So would anybody care to share a blessing from this past year? Jody. Grandbabies. There we go. One in particular, and but plenty of grandbabies around for various family people in the church, but also in the church itself. What, we've had 7 babies this year, right? Right, Nate? Yeah. And there's no more for you, I guess. But more, we're not saying no more babies in the church, right? our family, we have 2 new grandchildren, right? So that's really a great blessing. Anybody else? Another blessing? Good health. Continued cancer-free reports for both you and Hank, and that's, yeah, and that's great. That's kind of hard to beat. Yeah. Carolyn. God opening a door for a mission trip. Carolyn, summer after next, right? In a year and a half, is going to go on a long mission trip. I don't know, are we allowed to say where? East Asia, for a couple of weeks. So she's raising money, and there's 2 funds. One is for her airline, and the other one is if you raise enough money, she only gets a one-way trip. Yes. So. I'll pay for that. You know, but yeah, it's really been great to watch God open up doors for Carolyn and provide things, you know, provide people who want to support her and stuff to go on this mission trip. She's going specifically to offer therapy, right? You know, she's going as a physical therapist. So that's pretty cool. And we do hope she gets back safely after that. So. Anything else? A new home. Yeah. And it doesn't even smell like smoke anymore. No. And there was a hand. What's that? That's the second blessing. There you go. A new home and it doesn't smell like smoke. Somebody raised a hand in the back. Carol. Yeah, Charlene. Thankful for salvation. Hey, there's a big one. They still work. Aaron graduated from UB, yeah. And Anna's moved home. So those are. And Andrew got married, yeah. So we had a lot of great blessings. John's recovering very quickly from his hip replacement, right? He's going to start playing basketball tomorrow, I think, about the raise. No. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's been 2 weeks and 2 days, and he's looking really good, doing really well, you know. No surgeries, no, and 3 kids that finished educations. Yeah, yeah, that's really great. Now, how about a little different way of thinking about things? Okay, we're going to shift gears in a very mighty way. And this you don't have to share, because this gets a little tougher. What do you fear? I mean, as you enter the new year, or as you go through life, I mean, in one way, this is just another day, right? But what do you fear? Bad people? You know, like, what gives you anxiety? Trump ruining the environment? Financial worries? Anxiety? Hearing God's voice correctly? Will I really hear what he's telling me? You know, things that you dread, right? Politically, we're a terribly divided nation, right? Pretty much half the country was going to be upset either way this election ran. And what's going to happen there? Finances. How long will there be jobs in this county? Are we going to get to a point where it's the last person turn the lights out on the way out? Right. We lost population again this past year. That was just in the paper recently. You know, like another 1,400 in the past year out of the county, I think. Something like that. There's things to be scared about. The opioid epidemic. And that's here. Right? I mean, that's around. Was that every day? Yeah. Jody mentioned one of the things the angels said every time they appeared in this story, four times. They said, "Don't be afraid." Now, certainly, a piece of that is "Don't be afraid of the angel." Okay. Ada May was the only one who said she had seen an angel. She said she had, but she said yes to everything. So I'm not sure where she was with all that. She was just really excited and enjoying this. Seeing an angel in all of the angel's glory would be incredibly frightening. Okay, and that doesn't take away from God. Okay, God made the angels, right? Satan is a created being. He's a fallen angel. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is the only uncreated being. All the angels were made by God, and if they appear in great glory, it's because God wants them to appear in great glory. And, as we go through the Bible and we talk about God and the visions people have had of God, like Isaiah and John in Revelation, they basically can't describe him. They describe the aura around God. It's just incredibly overwhelming. But these angels, just to have an angel appear like that must be very startling, very scary. Even to the shepherds, these big, burly guys, used to living outside fighting bears and lions and stuff, and this angel appears, and the angel has to say, "Don't be afraid." But it's not just "don't be afraid of the angel." It's "don't be afraid of what's coming." Around the first Christmas, when Jesus was born, there was plenty of fear, right? The Hebrews, the Israelis, the Jews feared Rome, rightfully so. Romans were brutal. Rome had conquered Israel. They were not just there as friends. Jesus' death later just shows how brutal Rome is, right? And that wasn't the first or last crucifixion by the Romans. As far as the Romans were concerned, it was just another crucifixion. Just another one of thousands. And the Romans feared the Israelites, right? They fear insurrection. They fear that the Israelites are going to rebel. Romans did not want rebellion. Now, whether Rome was really afraid of the Israelites rebelling, I don't know. But certainly the Romans who were in Israel feared it. Throughout the whole story of Jesus, they're afraid of the Israelites uprising. Because the Roman rulers over Israel would be in big trouble if the Jews were to have a revolt. People feared the Pharisees and the Sadducees. From what I can read, the Sadducees and the Pharisees kind of feared and hated each other. There's all kinds of fear. I mean, think of Mary and Joseph. Okay, Mary is, by the time Jesus is born, Mary isn't afraid of being alone. But Mary and Joseph are probably afraid of being alone. I mean, they've been outcasts, it seems to me. That would be normal for their situation. Mary's going to give birth. It seems like her mom isn't there. Seems that way. We're not told. Seems like it's Mary and Joseph, and that's it. And what does Joseph know about giving birth, right? You know, and this is Mary's first. Whether she has any more or not is a point of discussion and a point of argument, but every Christian agrees this is Mary's first. Plenty of fear. But the angel said, don't be afraid. And the angel talked to the shepherds, don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Because today, in the city of David, Bethlehem, is born the Savior. Jesus is born. Don't be afraid. Jesus is born. Right? Fear not. Zacharias, when the angel appears, the angel says, fear not. God has heard your prayer. Mary, fear not, you found favor with God. Joseph, fear not, what is happening of Mary is from the Holy Spirit. I mean, God's doing this, Joseph, so don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. And then the angels before the shepherds, fear not, because I bring you good tidings of great joy. And I think that's what God is telling us. No matter what our fears may be, and there are plenty of things to be afraid of, plenty of things to cause anxiety and worry. But he's saying to us, fear not, because God is with us. God is with you, and God loves you. That doesn't mean everything is going to be rosy. Getting through it. It doesn't mean all the struggles are gone, but it means God is with you in the struggles. Certainly Mary and Joseph, Jesus, go through all kinds of struggles. The disciples go through all kinds of struggles. The struggles don't go away, but God is with you, so don't be afraid. God is still with us. The Holy Spirit is with us. Another one, just like Christ, is with us, inside of us. So let's not be afraid. I don't know what this year is going to bring. Okay, I mean, the best I can do is probably later on today the sun's going to set. And then tomorrow it'll rise at some time. And then later that day it'll set. And on until Christ returns. That's the best I got for you. Okay? I could probably get even more accurate or something. Some days it'll be cloudy. Some days it'll be sunny. Some days it'll rain, some days it'll snow. I mean, there will be really, really good times. And there'll be times of really great laughter. And there'll be times of great sorrow and anxiety and fear. Times of God stretching us and taking us through things we really don't want to go through. I mean, do you think Mary wanted to be out there by herself in a stable, giving birth to her firstborn, probably alone? I mean, is that what she wanted? Did she want to, after wrapping him, swaddling him in cloth, did she want to lay him in a food trough? That, I mean, maybe Joseph was able to wipe it out, but, you know, okay, and there's some fresh straw or hay, whichever. But is that what you would have wanted when you delivered a baby? Probably not. I mean, to my knowledge, that never happened to our children. I imagine we could all say, to our knowledge, never happened to any of our children, that we ended up laying them right after they were born in straw or hay in a feeding trough. Mary went through all kinds of things she didn't want to go through, and there were all kinds of things to fear. They wanted to kill her son. They had to flee. There were all kinds of things to fear. But the answer, but still the story is, don't fear, because God is with us. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. God with us is Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Let's keep our eyes on him. As we go through the struggles, let's keep our eyes on him. God is in charge. He hasn't left us. God is trustworthy. That's where we started with blessings, right? Whether you shared any blessings or not, you've been blessed this past year. And you will be blessed this coming year. God will bless you. You continue to walk with Christ. God will still be with you. Nothing can steal your salvation. You can trust God. And you know, eternity is ours. You know, Charlene, thanking God for her salvation, and I'm sure we all do. Eternity is ours. Let's remember that God is with us. Isaiah 43, verse 2. And this is much of a promise for us as for anyone else. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. That's God saying that. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. The struggles will not overcome you, because God is with you and God loves you. Lord God, as we go, bless us. Bless us that we can be a blessing to those around us. Help all of us to understand that we are in a mission field, every one of us. We're among a lot of people who don't know you, who don't trust you, and we are your witnesses here at the ends of the earth. Lord, bless us. Make your face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. And Lord God, help us to share that with all those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.